Hey, coming up this morning on RN, this is a treat. Author Salman Rushdie, his autobiography Joseph Anton, which recalls his everyday life during the 13 years he lived in hiding after publishing the Satanic Verses, suffered that fatwa, as you know. Salman Rushdie is a guest on Books and Arts today, and he'll be interviewed by Michael Cathcart, who joins us to talk about this. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Good.
Why is his autobiography called Joseph Anton?
Because he decided to give himself a code name, or the security guy said he had to have a code name, so he named himself after Joseph Conrad and Anton Chekhov. It's not very clever, is it, really? You would have thought they could crack
that one pretty quickly, I would have thought, yeah.
But what I learnt, Phil, is that there really are people with 00 licences, licence to kill. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
This is real. That's real. There are people who are...
We're licensed by the British government to kill people.
Apparently they are, with 00 licences. And some of these people were looking after Salman Rushdie.
Is there a Miss Moneypenny?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Salman Rushdie could probably find out. He's incredibly candid in this interview. He came on the phone. We recorded it because of the time difference. Mm. And he just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. He just opened up. It was an astonishing interview to conduct. And he just says everything he's got to say about these really astonishing years.
I can't wait to hear this. Look, here's a little taste of it.
Well, it's very strange. It was like being plunged into... a spy novel, really. And I mean, one of the things that is that I try and say in the book is that there was a kind of misapprehension around that I was being given what people called government safe houses to live in, you know, because we've all read spy novels and we all believe that there are things called government safe houses which, because they're run by the government, are safe, and they're houses, and you live in these safe houses and you are safe as houses in them. But actually, if such things exist, I don't know, because no such house was ever offered to me.
So how did he survive?
He had to find somewhere to stay. So every now and then the security guys would say, time to move on, Mr. Rushdie. Where should we go next? And he'd ring up his chums in the publishing game or in show business, and they rallied around and they basically lent him houses. It was an astonishing kind of network of celebrities.
I assume that MI5 or 6 or whatever... Oh, Miss Moneypenny was lending their holiday house.
Apparently not. He had to find the digs himself.
Yeah. Okay, was he productive during the period? What does he say life was like?
Oh, I think he found it appalling. And he's under immense stress. So in 1990, so that's after 3 years of this, he apologises and says he's become a Muslim. And that's really the low point. He goes on television and is seen saying, you know, I've embraced the religion, the true faith, and sort of mincing his words a bit. And that's his low point. And then he sort of pulls himself together and gets very brave and defiant.
Yeah. Must be, yeah, look, because knowing the depths of the lengths which people would go, he must have, it must have been quite an extraordinary experience to knowing that if he stepped out on the pavement at any time, that might be his last.
Yeah, and there was a moment when he thought his son, who he loved, had actually been taken, and he talks about that. It's a terribly scary story about the night he thought it, you know, that actually come to get him or get his son.
Sure. As a book, is it worth the read?
Oh, you can't put it down. It's enormous. You know, it's the work of a man with an enormous ego who really believes he has a story worth telling at enormous length. But I loved it. It's just full of it's scary. It's sobering, and it's kind of who's who of the publishing world.
Okay, can't wait for the interview. It's on today. Salman Rushdie, Books and Arts Daily at 10 this morning.
10 o'clock.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.